Modern Luxury Source Code Editors. Or, where the heck do I put the darn source code? I think the idea of a programmer will soon fade away, as it will be replaced by the modern teenager. I think smartphones are already too stupid, and the next big thing is the programmable phone. That is how quickly times are changing. Smartphones are a freaking relic. I recently discovered that there is something neat that we can do to hasten this incredible transformation. We have to race to meet the new intellectual, the new programmer, with self-guided, integrated development environments. No newcomer to programming should ever wonder where to put the darn code. The boxes for the code, along with the build button, should already be on the screen. Mr. Vonnegut presented us with the idea that stories have shapes. And the same is the case for every useful programming pattern, obviously. That shape is always very simple, as it is rarely visualized with a friendly GUI. The old school programmer had a terminal, if lucky. The whippersnappers have Electron, and the madmen have Eclipse. And none of it is friendly. Even the modern web-based editor is just a spicy text editor, little more than what we had in 1980. There are some shapes that do get complex. Object-oriented programming comes to mind. It's just done badly. And the same is the case with aspect-oriented programming or OOP mixins or multiple inheritance. These would be greatly improved with a specialized editor, yes, but these technologies still fail, no matter the user interface. They create too much complexity any which way. On a much smaller scale, the event emitter is incredibly friendly. It is just a listener and a bunch of functions that crunch the data that it receives. And of course, Linux command line commands are very friendly too. Sweet configuration arguments, the input stream, if any, and then just the error and output streams, with all the cool stuff in the middle. They are similar to an event emitter when you think about it. And in fact, node streams are, or used to be made, with the use of the event emitter. I mention modern JavaScript for creation of commands because of how many places the JavaScript programmer can reach. Linux command line, SVG graphics, Electron desktop applications, websites, and web servers, to mention just a few. C or C++ would greatly slow a new programmer down. Not so with JavaScript. Finally, I will just describe the shape of an event emitter, and I will even throw in the unit tests into the mix. The shape is just three columns underlined by the code editor. In the first column, we have an editable list of all the events and a button so that user can add more. When we select an event from the first column, in the second column, we will get a list of the functions that process the object that the event listener receives. And when we click on a function, yes, the associated code does appear on the bottom of all the three columns in the editor, but also the third column will display the unit tests that are used to check if the function is complete and correct. Three columns: list of events, list of event functions, and list of function tests. And wherever there is some code to edit, it can be edited in the editor down below. That is usually the function code and the unit test code. By clicking build, a code generator will gather everything up and create a perfect little module that can be committed to a proper Git repository. Such a program would be installed on the user's computer, so there is no need for servers here, nothing fancy is required. Aside from being a very neat way to learn programming, this project comes with a powerful benefit that may not be clear at first. While the programmer has a useful interface, they get to look at the code generator output too, and see how their functions are integrated together into event emitters and node modules or command line applications. Everything is right there. Perhaps at first, the new intellectual, the amazing new programmer, will end up viewing that code the way we view obfuscated or transpiled code, and that is okay. They will eventually get to know how it all works, just as a matter of curiosity, but it won't be a priority. Precisely because these luxury code editors help the programmer focus on the code and not the fluff and boilerplate.